The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Backstage Pass. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler, and I've agreed to do a promo for Mr. Hendry's Backstage Pass as long as very cultured music was being played in the background of what it is what I'm doing. This is classical music, which gives me a cultured sound, so that when I promote the suspect and questionable material in the Phil Hendry Show podcast that you can get as a subscriber to philhendryshow.com, I don't sound like, forgive my language, but I don't sound like just some other slob off the street, which is not what I am. I'm a doctor. A doctor.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show subscription. It's called a Backstage Pass. Get it now at philhendryshow.com. Do it. Do it.
Don't tell me what to do. Nobody ever tell me what to do.
From South Florida, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
Yes, this is General Galen Shaw, and welcome to the Phil Hendry Show here. And now here's Phil Hendry.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're experimenting with music and everything.
All right, but let's not... We're over-modulating, aren't we?
Yes, it's a little loud, Phil. Phil is doing his own engineering, and as I've often said...
As you've often said what?
Phil, I love you and respect you, but I think oftentimes when you engineer your own program, you're engineering yourself straight away, a one-way ticket to hell.
Why?
Because I just don't...
Yeah, she doesn't think you've got it together.
She doesn't think you have it together. Jackie just walked in. What do you want me to do?
Nothing. Just keep
doing the show. We have a very special guest tonight.
Well, we have Gloria Grover.
Yeah, Ms. Grover, she flew in, and we didn't know she was flying in, but she flew in.
What do you mean you didn't know she was flying in?
I had to go to the airport to get her.
Bud, I'm sorry, but it wasn't your fault. I found out that you were going to do something having to do with the incontinence machine, and I wanted to be in on it.
Well, have you purchased this?
I have not purchased it. I know someone who has. And I'm here to tell you there are some things you should know. They're not necessarily bad things.
But what is this incontinence machine? No, hold on, before you say anything. I saw this in some ad that Jackie was showing me, and someone is sitting on it and...
Why don't you let Gloria explain it, Phil?
All right, go ahead.
And this is something that is a problem some women have, some of the elderly have, it's difficult to get into.
Yeah, it's very delicate information.
Oh, is that right?
All right, Bud. What are you laughing at?
When Bud jumps in, all bets are off, okay?
I'm just trying to be sensitive to the topic.
Well, Bud's right. It is delicate information. Essentially, this ad, which was being passed around by Jackie this morning on Facebook, I thought in a rather tasteless manner.
What are you talking about?
Well, I shouldn't say tasteless, but it just landed in my texts. Jackie said, get a load of this, Gloria. And with two fingers, two of those emoji fingers pointing at it, and a neon light, Jackie sent it to me. And what it was this, it looks, Bud, go ahead.
Okay, if you want me to.
Yes, I'd rather you spill it out all over the dock like the Kintner boy.
Oh, my.
Good Lord, you're laughing.
Well, Gloria.
Ouch. Oh, Jesus. I just dropped that on my foot.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to help Jackie cook a turkey burger for Kirby. Oh, there he is. In any event, go ahead, Bud.
I'm not going to spill it out all over the dock like the Kintner boy.
Would you guys knock it off with the Kintner boy being spilled? Jesus H. Christ, he's laughing.
Go ahead, Bud.
Yeah. It was a machine that looks like a toilet you sit on, and if you have drip, or if you have the drippings.
What do you mean if you... Let me do it. I'll do it, for God's sake. This is some kind of a machine. I am not familiar with it.
I am frightened to death to know, quite frankly, what it is, because the way you people are laughing, the way Phil is pointing...
No, I am not.
Yes, you are. Folks, you can't see it, but
When I'm not on camera?
No. When other people are talking, Phil is laughing and pointing at his fingers that he made an O with. Okay?
Oh, my God. So you're simulating...
Anyway,
This is a machine for people that are incontinent. This could be anyone. Old people, some women, some men, if you want to get right down to it. Phil.
Yeah, Phil, what about it? Yeah, what about it, Phil? No, I don't have that problem. I'm sorry to have to break that problem to you. Break that news to you.
Break that problem to you? See, that was a Freudian slip. You do have drippage.
No, I do not, okay? How about you, bud?
You kidding me? I can hold it for years and years.
Oh, yeah? Maybe we'll just have to see that sometime.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing sexual in that at all.
Can I continue, or do you want me to just leave and come back in as if this has all been just a bad hallucination?
That might be a good idea.
Go ahead, Gloria.
All right. Where was I?
You're talking about this thing, this incontinence machine.
Yes. It's being advertised with a joyousness that I think is inappropriate. Now, here's the thing, Phil. If you are incontinent, if you have this problem, yes, of course, you want to solve it. And this machine that you sit on, it looks as if it's a toilet, only it... It looks like a toilet only made for a giant.
Would you people grow up?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I am laughing, yes. But it does. They
Well, here's a picture right here.
Yeah, see, Mr. Henry? See? See?
I've got it, bud. You see that?
Yes. There's a lady sitting on what looks like a toilet for someone that's 8 feet tall. On what looks like a toilet for someone that's 8 feet tall. Okay? You want to grow up?
I'm grown up. I'm just trying to get the information.
All right, so it's very large.
Yes, it's very large. And you can see the smiling nurse standing there, a woman in her 20s, perhaps early 30s, standing next to a not unattractive woman, possibly in her 60s or 70s, sitting on this toilet, as the general put it, that looks like it was made for a man that's 8 feet tall. Now...
Yeah, but you'll notice she's not falling into it as one would
spit it out.
Would maybe suspect.
No, so it's not really a toilet. It's
no, it's not, but obviously it's a seat. But the larger issue that we're talking about here is this machine helps you not be incontinent. And that's all well and good. One thing that should be noted, let me see the picture one more. Yes, The nurse has her hand on a dial while the woman sits on the gigantic toilet. The nurse, the young woman, has her hand on the dial. She has a sadistic grin on her face, as if she's about to send some kind of...
Yeah, like voltage up in the rectum.
God damn you, Dickman. Anyway, and where I think an awful lot of people my age would draw the line is the smiling, chipper faces, the woman sitting there in slacks and a blouse as if she just got in from playing tennis, and oh yeah, why don't I go ahead and...
Why don't I go ahead and park it? Why don't I go ahead and park it on this machine?
Exactly. Thank you, General. You took the words right out of my mouth. Why don't I just go ahead and park it on this machine and tone up my urine muscles?
Well, first of all, I'll do it, Phil. It's very delicate, and it's female. The Kegel or the Kegel or the Kegel.
Well, I know about those muscles. They write about them in dirty magazines and stuff.
Do I kill him now, Phil?
Bud, shut up.
The Kegel muscle is the muscle in a woman that does, yes, constrict, and therefore allow a lessening of the flow. Now then, in many women and men, Phil, strengthening this can cure certain problems having to do with the aforementioned, which I will not mention.
Yeah, incontinence.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to...
Wait a minute. Bud, leave the room.
Oh, God damn it.
Get out of here.
I'm sorry, Bud, but you've got a mouth and a mind... The two of them don't fit together very well. Go ahead, Margaret.
Thank you. Now then, what this machine does, I don't even know what it does.
No, I see, that's the thing. What Margaret said is correct, but how the machine helps, obviously.
Well, it would take a doctor. Yeah, wouldn't it take a doctor or some technician or some representative of the company?
Yeah, can I get him? Because I've got information on this.
Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, it would take a representative of the company.
And that's the big information that he had, huh?
You let him into the room just with that.
Yes, I did, bud. Be careful, or I swear to God.
Okay, God.
In any event, Mr. Henry, so we don't know how it works, but we assume the problem that it's attacking.
Now, your problem with this machine goes not maybe above and beyond, maybe below and under?
I'd say that my problem with the machine doesn't go above and beyond or below and under. I think it takes a wide turn around it. The problem I have is as soon as I receive this in my texting messages from Jackie, the woman is sitting there wearing slacks and a blouse like she just got done playing a round of golf and decided she'd go ahead and park it on this thing.
Yeah.
And the nurse stands there with a big grin on her face.
Like she can't wait to see.
Like she can't wait to see the machine. In other words, everybody with the big happy kisser. And, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with it? What I find wrong with it and what I find offensive is that it treats in a manner as if we're talking about going on a Hawaiian vacation, something that is a physically debilitating ailment and one that must seriously be mastered. Now, when you have a machine that you're going to park it on to try to help you to try to help you keep from urinating on the floor, and you're making the whole thing look like you're taking 3 days at Waikiki Beach, I've got a problem with it, okay?
All right, now, Gloria, calm down.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
I think what she's saying, Phil, is many of these problems, problems that are suffered by seniors... Can I ask a question, General? No, you may not. No, you may not ask me, do I have this problem? And the answer is, no, I don't, even though you didn't ask the question.
Yeah, didn't let Mr. Henry ask it.
Well, he's not gonna ask it.
All right, so, given what you just said, you don't like the rather whimsical and...
right there, there's the word. The whimsical manner in which many of these problems are dealt with. The way they're, flown about the Internet by way of text, as Jackie did today. She just sailed this into my inbox with, hey, Gloria, what about this? Ha ha.
No, she didn't. I saw the text she sent. All it was a picture.
All right, well, I was trying to make it sound.
Well, there's no reason to indict Jackie.
No, Jackie, you're a wonderful girl. Sorry, but I've got to blame someone. I've got to make someone other than myself look like the horse's ass. I'm Gloria Grover.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you got your little shot in.
No, I am now trying to give it some levity, where levity at one point never belonged.
You're Gloria?
I'm Gloria Grover, yes.
All right, well, I don't know anything about this machine, and, hold on, General. I think everybody's been heard from. Let me give it some clarity. I don't know anything about this machine. I think the thing that you guys are laughing about, and...
I'm not laughing. What are you talking about?
Well, the thing you guys are commenting on is it looks like the oversized toilet... And, Gloria, you're...
I'm finding fault with the fact that it's a serious medical malady, and they're making it look like, hey, yeah, you know.
Well, you're talking about the nurse?
Yeah, the picture of the nurse who stands there just, yeah, hey, what it is. You know what I'm saying?
What it is?
Right, you know, like it's she's standing on a street corner waiting for some business. You know what, as many people have said before me, Phil, I could be at home playing with a ball of yarn. I don't need to be here hanging with you monkeys.
Phil Henry is having nothing but a big laugh over all of this. I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Margaret Gray.
We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, live from South Florida. We'll be right back after these very important messages. Yes, sure. Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone wants one. And guess what? They're going to get sold out if you don't jump in real fast. I'm only kidding. They never sell out. Get a Backstage Pass. Enjoy 45,000-plus hours of wonderful material from the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Also, video casts, much of the miscellany, television pilots, TV and radio interviews. It goes on and on and on. And the home movies. Plus, the radio show and digital show comprising the largest repository of media in the history of the world. Well, we don't know if that's true or not. Yes, we do. I'm Clark Beverly. I'm an announcer for the Phil Henry Show, but because of my drug addiction, I'm only allowed on here. I'll do it. This is General Galen Shaw. Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show today, sucker. And now, the world-famous Phil Henry Show from South Florida continues with Oscar Weber, a representative of Wilmar Evacuations. Now, Mr. Henry. Thank you very, very much, Clark. And yes, we do have Oscar Weber with us. Now, Mr. Weber, you represent this company that Gloria was talking about.
Yes, I do. And the very whimsical, you mentioned the word whimsy or whimsical.
Yes, I did.
The whimsical way, the manner that you're describing my product, that a great many people have worked very hard in the field to promote and to sell, I think, while I enjoy humor as much as the next man, I think you're doing a disservice.
I'm telling you, perhaps I'm putting it poorly.
Well, the entire staff here, Mr. Henry, I've seen you, and I've heard Bud Dickman and this young woman here.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Yes. I've seen all of you collapsing in heaps of laughter. You know, you're putting your hand over your mouth and you're going,
No, we're not, sir.
Yes, you are. And I would just like to say this. There are many people in the field and in the factory for Wilmark Evacuation. Is that the name of my company? I forget.
Yeah, I think it's Wilmer Evacuation.
And what is my name?
You are... I think you're Elvis Weber. I forget.
Well, all right. Elvis Weber sounds good.
No, it's Clark Weber.
Okay, Clark Weber. Everybody you bring on this show, Phil, is named Clark.
It really is, Phil. All right, your name's Elvis.
Elvis Weber with what?
Wilmar Evacuations.
Okay, all right. Reboot. Now, here's what I am here to say. I believe that everyone should have a good giggle, a hearty laugh. Everyone should be allowed to mock and make fun, even those make fun of people we all make fun of, people who can't hold their water, people who urinate themselves. Isn't that funny? Isn't that original?
All right, now, sir, Mr. Weber,
no, I'd like to finish. And that's what you've been doing here, Mr. Henry, a long, extended joke over the problem of incontinence. At Wilmar Evacuations, we're doing something about it. We've got the big toilet.
Yeah, looks like...
Wait a minute. We've got the big toilet. Looks like it was made for an 8-foot-tall man. I heard that.
Well, we're just reacting to...
You're reacting to what you see. But while we're solving problems at Wilmar Evacuations, you're here causing the problems, Mr. Andrew, because as funny as you may think you are, the rest of these people may be wetting their pants for all I know.
Well, what are you talking about?
Yes, what are you talking about?
Well... Oh, my God.
Ms. Grover...
I've got to use the toilet. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but...
See? Right there. There's a woman that probably needs our product.
No, it's a false alarm.
Well, any of you people wet yourselves?
No.
No.
No, not me.
Not me.
No, false alarm.
There's probably someone in your audience right now that's peeing... Thank you very much. Peeing themselves. I've got to leave because, ladies and gentlemen...
No, sir.
No, wait a minute. I have the right. Ladies and gentlemen, since I've been here... Mr. Henry has been slapping himself and others around him so they don't laugh. That's what's been going on. Every time I get off a line, every time I say something, Henry does this. He slaps someone in the face because they're about to go, God, I hate life.
Sir, are you happy in your job?
Yes, yeah, sure. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We've got to get out of here. We've got to close up shop. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Phil, live from South Florida. Yes, hello, this is Oscar Weber, and I want to apologize to the individuals who charged me with defending our company, Wilmar or Wilbur. I don't remember anymore, and what difference does it make? Because we probably lost market share as the result of this. Well, the only thing I can call it is what it is we're trying to prevent. Puddle of urine that I allowed to be on the Phil Henry, what is it called again?
Podcast.
Podcast. Oscar Weber's my name. It's my fault. My company is blameless. We make a marvelous machine that helps people with incontinence. It is a vibratory effect which exercises the Kegel muscle to the tune of about 1,000 reps per minute. Yeah, put that on. See how that fits. Uh-huh.
My God.
Ms. Gray's interested.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, well, I thought I'd make a sale here tonight on the Phil Henry Show. But again, I'm Oscar Weber. I've been fed tequila, let me admit it.